Hi, and welcome to the New Business Show. I'm Nigel Main. I'm the founder and managing director of Sales Exchange. It's great that you're here with us as we embark on a very special journey and unpack some of the problems associated with generating new business, many of which, unfortunately, are inflicted on B2Bs by poor marketers. Now, this episode is the audio, which is taken from one of our live streams, which you can watch on our website or on Facebook or on YouTube. So get ready for some serious revelations and some great ideas how you can change how you generate and attract new business. Today's live show is about explaining the kit and technology that's needed to go live. It should be an interesting one. It will be an interesting one. So one of the things about this, and as far as the technology is concerned, is yes, it can be complicated, but the journey that that I've gone down over the past few years is to identify how to systemize the generation of new business. And part of that journey, a few years ago, we were looking at a lot of video, a lot of methods to communicate what a business does and how a business does what it does. And it always came back to the same thing, that you can buy an accountant, you can buy an HR person, you can buy installation, implementation, support, customer services, all of those types of services and those types of jobs within an organisation, but you cannot buy sales. Impossibility. And so the kind of tried and tested route is going down that path of taking on board people that salespeople that have got black books. And so they can go back to their customers and try and encourage them to buy. But the generation of new business is very, very difficult, and it's not changed in 70 years. And it's something that we talked about last week. I'll move over this way a bit. Last week, this list here is just what we covered last week. And it was about the old ways, the way of selling and what people were doing, and the fact that that businesses, especially nowadays, would do 80% of their research digitally before they even entertained communicating or inviting a salesperson in to talk about it. So, you know, we come back to this this issue about what was our journey regarding the technology. Really, it's really important about the technology. So we spent loads of time watching YouTube and learning the technology and software that relates to doing editing and graphics and motion graphics and audio, all that kind of stuff. And I have to say, I was getting more and more kind of excited about it, thinking, "Now, this is it. This is definitely it. This is what needs to be done." Because my initial thought was that we want to create kind of like cinematic quality video, but for B2B. But we're not talking, I'm not talking about doing a corporate video. It's not that at all. This is about converting that whole new business process to video and putting it in video. And so you would document everything that you do in that new business process and put it on video and put it online, which meant that any time of the day or night, anybody can look at your sales process, can find out about your company, can find out about discovery, implementation, installation, training, support, all those types of things, whether it's products, services, or software, it's irrelevant. But there had to be a way of achieving the same kind of, I call it success, but the same kind of numbers as B2C. But people in selling to consumers, you've got 7 billion people you can sell to. B2B isn't like that. It's different. It doesn't work the same way. And like I said last week, you know, people buy stuff because they want it. But when it comes to business, you invest in stuff. You invest in products, services and software to generate more profit. But because of that issue of never being able to scale it, most businesses are stuck at doing a turnover of about 80 to 100 grand per person per annum, up to 150 odd grand per person per annum. That's it. That hasn't changed for decades. And it's because of its, people call it a numbers game. But coming back to the technology, we invested in cameras and lights and accessories and all the loads of stuff, cost a fortune. But it was, there was something like, there was a scratch there was an itch and it had to be scratched. But I was pretty convinced that it was to produce these videos, and what we had to do was produce video and post all the videos out there, and we would do videos about doing video and videos about marketing and videos about consultancy and kind of adverts and all these kind of things. And we launched everything in March last year, weeks before lockdown. And so instead of people going, oh, this is nice, this is interesting, people weren't even thinking that. They were going, are we going to have a job? People got furloughed. It got worse and worse, and people, you know, businesses shut down, and it was awful. And I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs, thinking, that's a problem. And so, in this time, of course, you, as a critical thinker, I don't know, but an entrepreneurial thinker, constantly. I mean, I've been in business for 35 years, so I've experienced a lot of stuff. And one of the key things is that the journey, my journey, having spent 20 years in selling technology and integration and so on with voice over IP and CRM, and then moving into marketing automation, because I wanted to find out what was going on with marketing. And so I spent a lot of time researching and doing it and making it happen and turning over millions doing it, but it was a slog. And I'm thinking to myself, no, this is wrong. This is fundamentally wrong, because businesses cannot scale what they're doing. And that's it's always been that to me. It's always been this kind of bone of contention that, why is it that if you sell to consumer, you can sell millions and millions, and you know, you can have people on YouTube and be YouTube influencers, yada, yada, yada. But when it comes to B2B, everyone goes back to cold calling. You can't scale it. You cannot scale B2B. So a while ago, we're thinking, well, we're starting to do live streams for something else. And I think, wait. And the light bulbs went on, and it was, right, I know marketing. I mean, I really know marketing, like, inside out, to the point of being appalled at the way that marketers behave. And you, as directors, it's not a caveat, but it's, this live stream is directed specifically and narrowly at directors. I'm a director, you're a director. I've been doing this for all my pretty much all my working life, not all of it, but I've been a director, and I've chopped and changed and iterated and pivoted and all these kind of things. But the goal always was how to systemize it. I was doing 200 grand per person per annum back in the late 90s. I didn't realise how significant it was until much later. But it was all about systemization. How could I systemize it? Oh, and then Michael Gerber comes out with a book called E-Myth, How to Extract Yourself from a Business and Keep It Going through Systemization. But I didn't know that. I wrote a book about it as well, about technology for business. And you can get a free copy on a website. But by the by, so here we are. You know, I'm talking to you as a director. Problem is, you're sales teams, your telesales teams, your BDRs, all those people involved are reverting back to type, which is to cold call, because there isn't anything else. Marketing doesn't work. Marketing people keep getting fired every 18 months because they don't perform. So this is known information globally. So how do we change people? You know, I've had old sales directors say to me, oh, it's a numbers game. But nobody knew how to play the numbers, ever. As far as numbers game was concerned, was take on more telesales people, and that's it. And so this massive, massive revelation of, I've got it, I know what it is. You need to combine the ability to expose to the most amount of people and combine it with something that's really personal and connected and authentic. I mean, like the beginning of this live show, I had the wrong button clicked. It's live, isn't it? Can't get upset. Don't go red. It's just, it is what it is. If you want to do a video, you'd do another take, wouldn't you? So live is live, and it's really important because it creates that connection. It's really personal. So we're looking at this. So how do we, what do we need for this? I'm thinking, wait a second. We just bought a massive amount of gear with a couple of bits of software. We use all of that gear to go live. Wow. We've got a studio. I mean, like a proper studio. Well, this is interesting. And so we wrote about it and worked about it and looked at the different, what were other people doing? What was the market doing? Market's not doing it. I don't want to call them kids, but there's a perception that they're just kids and geeks on YouTube. They're not. But they're doing YouTube and they're becoming influencers and so on and so on. I got a thing sent to me yesterday about over in Asia and moving this way. We all remember QVC. That's how it's moving. If you haven't got a live channel, you're nobody as far as Asia is concerned. It's massive. It's absolutely massive over there. And of course, it'll come over here, and all the B2Cs are doing it. And you want something to go viral. So Red Bull do an amazing video of extreme sports, and it goes viral. Everybody loves it. But how do you do that with a bit of HR software? You can't. So I'm looking at this and thinking, we've got this tech and everything that we've need available. We just need to go live. Well, what's the best way of doing it? Well, send out an email and say, do you want to watch our live show? The recipient of that email is going to go, all it says is watch the live show. Interested, not interested, that's not a problem. As opposed to some cheesy worded email that tries to say, hi, have I got your attention? No, you haven't got my attention. So we're looking at this thinking, wait a second, we can put this massive impact and package, put a package together for a massive impact for any business. So we start working on it, and I did last week's show. And last week's show was about, this is what's gone wrong, this is why it's all gone wrong, and if you, you know, this is massive. Because of the ability to scale your business. So we've got everything set up, and I'll show you around the desk in a minute. But there's something to just, whilst I'm doing that, to keep in the back of your mind. It's not about the money. This isn't about, so I've shown you all this, and now if you like to call me in and I'll come and sell you all this gear, no. It's not about that. If you've got something that's really special, and if you value your fellow man, you'll do something about it. And this is a business proposition, a business strategy that you can implement tomorrow. You do it today, do it tomorrow. It's simple. So it's not about me and it's not about money. And I'll come on to me later, but you have to get this. I spoke to someone the other day, and he's a senior sales guy, really senior sales guy. And I know what they're doing. They're doing kind of they're using an external telesales company, and they've got all the attributes and accoutrements that go with running a big sales operation, you know, telesales BDRs, support people, big marketing team, and so on and so on and so on. I said, "What about this? What do you think of this?" And he's okay. Well, yeah, it's okay, but who are you selling to? Who's your market? I'm thinking, anyone. No, you see, we use a telesales company and they deliver us sales qualified leads. I said, how's that going? Well, it's pretty crap, actually. I said, well, we're doing this because people can't get in touch with their contact on their database. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, I know, it's really difficult. Just no one's around. Everyone's working from home, so you can't contact them. Right, so this would work then. Yeah, I suppose, but it's not really for us. It's like, and therein speaks the words of an employee. He made a decision, it's from his budget. So speaking to a director, you think about this proposition, I say, cancel the contract with the telesales company or make your telesales department redundant, however many people involved. Significantly reduce the people that you've got in doing BDR work, business development, rep work, and have a good hard think about how many salespeople you need. Because doing this, send out one email, and we know the figures, 1% of your market are looking at any one time. So you need to reach lots of people. I saw Grant Cordone, an American guy, he's quite popular, he's been on Shark Tank in the States and so on. Say, irrespective of what you're selling, you need volume. You can't do without volume. Persistency and volume. If you haven't got that, you know, you're never going to win. You're never going to succeed. And he was talking to, I think the guy's name was Jordan, but the Wolf of Wall Street, who DiCaprio played in the same film. Volume and consistency. So you've got a certain number of people on your database already. And we're going to talk about this in detail next week. So you join me next week because I've got a data guy and someone else that works as a business development guy within another company. And they're going to join me live on next week's, but I'll come on to that later. So I've lost my train of thought now. So you've got a database on what, Salesforce or Dynamics or whatever. You can add to that and send that. Say it was 10,000, you've got a 10,000 name database, whether it's existing or you buy in, it's irrelevant. Simple, low cost, one off cost. And you email every one of those, 10,000 people. And 100 of those people are looking at the moment. And you invite them to a live show. You deliver your live show. And they look at you. I spoke to someone the other day who said, if you have 5 minutes on a phone call with someone, you're doing well. If you can hold someone's attention for longer than 5 minutes on a live stream, that's great. Holding 100 people's attention on a live stream is out of this world. It's beyond anything you've ever done. And you could do that every week. You couldn't phone 10,000 people to tell them what you're doing. You couldn't necessarily advertise because when and where do you advertise? You can put banners on different websites and say, join our live stream every week. But to email your target, specific narrow target market who you have identified as your business target, your vertical, emailing all of them once every week, say, come and join us. This is what we did last week. As you know, if you saw last week's or you got the email, you would have said, I said, this is what we did last week. It's been posted up. It's live. And this week we're doing technology. And we'll do this. I'll send an email out next week saying, here it is live or available on our website. And this week we're doing data and access to data and simplifying your internal process. And then and so on. And there's already a schedule on our website. So you can see that this trumps everything. You can't touch this. You've already got the software that holds the data. If not, export it, give it to a company and get them to send it out. I mean, MailChimp charge 100 quid a month for 10,000 names. MailChimp. Oh, and by the way, you can ditch your marketing automation software as well. Don't need it. Because you're not chasing down an individual that you can actually focus on and bring him up. Not interested. You're providing everything. You've got this introduction. Say, hi, here we are. We're here to help, yada, yada. And if you're interested in what we're doing, then you go to our website and we've got this and that and the other. And like you can see, the ticker tape, I've got a different screen up there, the ticker tape along the bottom. This is who we are. It's our phone number, it's our email address, our web address. What more do you want? And you tell them, we've got a new download. Go to our website and download it. Don't want your email address, just download it. But you've got your company address and your details and your phone number and your web address and your email address and everything else that goes with it. And they know they can look at you, communicate with you every week. I mean, I know that there are some people that I know who are watching this. And at some stage, you know, they'll put a message up and say, hi, how are you doing? It's going well. Colours look okay. Colours look rubbish. Yeah. So the point of this is that you can't beat this. You absolutely can't beat this. I mean, think about it. I'm in my office at home. And I could email 10,000 people in a couple of minutes and say, watch me. And some of them would. You can't do that. Most people can't do that. And that's what makes this so special. So, I mean, it's jaw-dropping. It brings tears to your eyes. You know, at the end of the day, your employees not really bothered with this. You as a managing director, you go, well, wait a second. We can do this every week. Yes, that's the idea. Buy the kit, put it in a corner of the office, set the office up, do the necessary, treat the space, get some sound blankets, stuff like that. Do it every week. Turn up, talk. And what we do, we set all this up, you know, all the overlays and show you how to do it, set all the gear up. And literally, like I said in the last one, as long as you don't play around with it first, like I did at the beginning, you go, oh, I've got the wrong screen up. But at least I knew which thing to press eventually. But you can see what I mean. Turn the lights on, turn the laptop on, plug everything in, you're ready to rock and roll. And that's it. It is the most spectacular method to communicate with a large audience at the drop of a hat. And you can't do it. You can't do it any other way. So, excuse me. Let's have a look at some of the kit. And what I've done. If I go behind me, you see here, that's an iPhone. Okay, so we go to there. So there you go. I'll just get out of the way. So I can see myself here. So that's my iPhone. And it's plugged into this switcher. And I'll show you, I've got a top down. But so you can see what I'm saying, it's not money. It's absolutely not about money. And just checking my buttons that it's all working. And I've not got any messages from anybody telling me that the sound's not on and that there's a problem. And if you would, tell me if there's an issue. So everybody's got an iPhone. iPhone. Tripod, camera holder. Not complicated. Cable out of the iPhone into this box, which means I can switch to a different camera. And the reason the picture's not so good is because I've got this bright light behind me, so it's not. And I'll come onto this particular this camera's sitting on in a minute. So. It's not about money, it's about getting the stuff set up so you can have a camera, a cable, plugging into an adapter that goes into your laptop and you're away. And then what you need is a bit of software that I'm using and a switch box that does the overlays. That's it. I mean, you could go live just holding the phone up. And that's going live with Facebook and LinkedIn simultaneously. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that if you're serious about your business, I know you won't do anything. You won't contact me today. Mm-hmm. Doubtful, but when you click away from this and you're doing what you're doing, and someone comes and asks you for budget or for money to do something, or you're doing your budgets for next year right now, and I've just said, cancel the contract with the telesales company and challenge the necessity of your BDRs and the number of salespeople that you have. Then what? Put the good ones in front of the camera and they can reach out. I mean, you can also question the people you've got in marketing, because you're not going to need an enormous number of people in marketing if you're now the people that are reaching out through your sales functionality with cameras and so on. So you're now reaching out to 10,000. What are they doing? You know, keep the graphic designer on for a bit, or get rid of all of them. No big deal. They'll hate me for saying it, but yeah, get rid of them. Unless, of course, they reskill. They could reskill. And then they can do the overlays and do the audio and do the setup and oversee it and take care of the lighting. But if not, superfluous to requirements. Nobody's ever said get rid of your marketing team. Contract it when you need to, yeah. There are some amazing people out there gagging for work. Do a contract at the drop of a hat. I need this and this, or you do it in-house. So, camera behind here, camera over here, which is what I showed you here, this one here. It's really bright, isn't it? Maybe I should... there you go, that is a bit better. So, camera here. And this is on a slider, and that's for a video I'm doing later. But I'll show you what we've got there, and then we've got top down. So you know, if you're, you know, this is the box that we use to change the scenes. Okay, now what I'll do if I go from here, I've got the ticker tape, I can go to here. Now, although I've just showing you the box that can do it, I'm not going to work on this at the moment. So all I have to do, if I move that, which way? That way, there you go. So this is, it's quite simple. It's a one-touch dial button, you know, a bunch of buttons that enable you to, let me just move this over a bit as well. So what we've got is pretty intuitive anyway. I mean, it's not, this stuff is not complicated, and it's not meant to be complicated. And so we want to, you know, the whole point of what we're doing is making this accessible. So right, so there we go. So we go back to this button system here. This means that you can call in different overlays at different times, as you can see. It's really simple. 150 quid, cost nothing. So you could, the point of this is that it's not, it comes back to, it's not how much it cost. It's just a bit of software and a button and some buttons, and you get bigger consoles with more buttons. There's nothing to it. The other part of this process, there's a variety of different software platforms that you can use to go live. The other thing that we've got here, if I go back to the top down again. No. There we go. Top down. This is this unit here, and what this does. This enables it's the best way to describe it. All of the cameras feed into this, okay? So all of the cables that you've seen feed into this unit, this unit here. And with these buttons here, camera 1, 2, 3 and 4. There's camera 4. There's camera 3. And it switches, and this, you can use green screens with this as well. But the point about this is that little box becomes the feed for your webcam. That's all it is. It just comes up on your screen, says this is the webcam, but you happen to have four cameras connected to it. And you could have eight, but it's up to you. 250, £400. And you're using your iPhones if you wanted to. Yeah, as we got there. I mean, I know the quality of this is stunning, really. Because it's like, but that's a mobile phone you got in your pocket. And that's what makes this very, very accessible. So that's the first thing. You've got an iPhone there. Top down, okay, this is my iPad. If I go back to 4, you can see this. You can see it just here, just there. You can see it, the line here. This is the side of the iPad, and again goes into an adapter with a HDMI cable, and it goes down into this box. So the technology is kind of almost like household technology. And you've got HDMI cables plugged into your between your Blu-ray player and your television screen. You know, this is that, it's that basic. So they're kind of the first setup things. I mean, if I go back to here just to explain this. Now, I've got a pro mic on here. This post, it's not, you can't see it particularly well, but anyway, this post is just a tall post that is used for multiple screens. And it's been adapted to put my camera here. Okay, and so I'll talk through this. So we've obviously Mac. My camera is here. This unit here is a teleprompter unit. And so I can put my iPad into here and run it like a teleprompter. But what I've used, I've put a little computer screen. I've got a little computer screen in here, which you can see here. Yeah, that little screen there. But this is glass here. And behind that is my camera. So when I go back to it here, I'm looking at myself in the eye, on the camera, because I can see myself. Because you know what it's like with all the other stuff that goes on at the moment with Zoom calls and Skype calls and so on. Everyone's doing that. They're talking to you, go, oh, yeah, great. Wow, chat. And meanwhile, you go, look at me. And lots of companies don't care, but you get to the point and go, look at me. How about a bit of engagement? Be nice. But it's easier said than done. And so this gives us the ability to do what we're doing. And when I do Zoom calls, or I'll show you something very briefly. With this overlay that I've got here, if I have a guest, the guest will appear in that overlay. But what I'm able to do when I've got more than one guest is I'm able to drag up my what I can see. Even if I've got three guests, I can put their images on this screen, so I'm looking at them in the eye and maintaining their engagement. And this is why it's these are just little kind of finessing of how this is at the moment. And I would say that in terms of how businesses move forward, this is how we're doing it. So back to some of the kit. Microphone, obviously. Here, it's not, I can't move the camera, but I've got the microphones plugged into the top of the camera, and I've got one of these XLR, one of these lav mics, sorry, not XLR. And there's the remote control, and it's wireless, and it goes into the receiver up top there. and so on. But one of the other parts of this, if you're kind of involved and then you think, well, this looks really interesting, there's a second part, because this is all about content. And the biggest deal is if you want to record something, say it was just me, that's one thing. And the thing is, you can see it's back in focus again. So we've got autofocus. But we're talking audio. Whether it was slightly out of focus or not, if the audio was bad, you wouldn't listen, you switch off. And the same applies to anything that we hear or anything that we watch. We can watch a rubbish video, you know, the quality, that's not a problem. But it's the audio. If you've got crystal clear audio, it's great. Now, I'm just going to show you something, just to show the difference in a second. I'm just going to unplug this. So, here we are using a different microphone. And so by using this microphone, this has a different sound, deeper sound, more resonant. And if you're doing a live stream, depending on what you're talking about, your whole live stream audio can be copied and put onto Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Spreaker, Buzzsprout, Amazon. There's loads of them. Now, the thing about podcasts is that when you're, excuse me, shows how live it is. There's no mute. I've got to get one of those mute buttons that you can press when you cough. But when you're producing podcasts, podcasts are listened to by more senior people than, say, not senior people, you know, but in terms of B2B. But you've already produced the content, so why wouldn't you do it? You know, tenner a month to or less to put this out, and or some of them are free. So you can put your live stream up on Facebook and LinkedIn and on your website, and then take the audio and put the audio onto masses of platforms. And you think about, because that's what I do. So the content is exponentially increased just from one person sitting in front of a camera. You think about this, you know, think about how many people you've employed over the years to do your new business work. Get on the phone, do a bit of cold calling, yeah? And they never do it consistently. And one person can only do about 80 or so calls a day if they're manually doing it. About 100 to 120 if they're using CTI and dialing from the screen. You can just click on the number. And if you're using progressive dialing, when you've got a selection of numbers that you could ring, you can do about 120 to 150. And if you use predictive dialing, which everybody hates, which rings all the numbers and then connects you after it's been answered, you can probably go about 200 a day. But B2B doesn't work that way. So back down to 80 calls a day again. So you can see that, you know, this is about systemization, but 80 calls a day, it's just easier to round it off to 100. But the problem is that the likelihood of anybody contacting someone straight away, virtually impossible. Now, I've heard it's more than 200 to 1. Like 2 days on the phone solidly just to get it through to one person that might be interested. What a waste of money. A shocking waste of money. And so it's like, that's how business was done then. I'm using the royal we. We are involved in the technology industry. Surely to goodness, we should be the pioneers in absolutely making this stuff fly and
damn well work for us. The technology should be working for us. We shouldn't be reverting back to some archaic method to try and contact someone who doesn't even want to be spoken to by us. Not interested. You don't even get the opportunity to get that. Sorry, they're working from home at the moment. I can't put you through. No, I can't give you their phone number. No, I can't give you their mobile. Have you got their email address? No, I can't give you their email address either, because if you haven't spoken to them, my XYZ boss, whatever, won't receive a call. I suggest you reach through however you do it on the website or whatever. And doing post is, well, forget post. So you can see that the opportunities for this just amazing. Just amazing. And so we're looking at this technology. I'm going to put this away. What else have I got to show you? I'm trying to think. There was just the next kind of part of this. So we've talked about, you can kick off with a basic level of doing live streaming. And not just standing there with a wobbly phone, but you can set it up in such a way that you've got the right lighting. You're facing the window. You've got lighting coming in at you. You've got your phone up in the right place in front of you, which isn't the same as looking down here and looking at a computer screen, because that's where somebody's face is. There's lots of tweaks that can be done. There's having this issue to do with multiple cameras and being able to switch them, because if you're talking about your business, what do you do? How far do you go? Well, actually, you talk about everything. I'm talking everything. You talk to them about how you work, where your office is, a walkthrough of your office. Film the walkthrough and show it to them. I mean, you've shown them your office. You've introduced them to all of your staff and your respective departments. This gets as creative as you want it to be. You've explained to them how you go about generating your business. You've explained to them how you will work with them in an appointment or virtually. You tell them how installs work, how training works, how support works. You will have chat on your website. You will tell them this is how you can contact us. You can join us every week. If you've got a problem, you can join us on the live stream and put your message us on the live stream. Messages I get, I don't have to put on the screen. I get to see them. You don't want someone contacting you going, I didn't like your service, blah, 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 and it just appears. You don't want that. But you do want, you can vet it. And go, oh, that's a nice comment. Click, I'll show that. So you're able to take this from almost being in silence, a dumb company. Nobody can hear you. And all you've ever tried to do is get the word out there. You try PR, you try marketing, you try telesales, you try black books, you try everything. But you just can't get the volume. It's impossible. Can't get the reach. And when people do what they do regarding new business, and they go, oh, we would do social media, won't we? Now that'll get us some business. No, because you're competing. You're not competing with ABC software company down the road, you're competing with Red Bull. Because Red Bull are on Facebook, Red Bull are on LinkedIn, Red Bull are on whatever people's feeds are, whatever suits them. And if you look at B2B, who's on LinkedIn? Staff. They're not employees. They're not directors. You're not talking to the directors. You produce all this content for directors and staff read it, but they're not interested in it because they're all virtue signaling to each other going, out, whatever, whatever. So the point is, how do you reach them? This is the only way that you can scale your business. There is no other way. You reach out to thousands, tens of thousands, however many. You invite them to look at you. and the preparation is minuscule, which means you're able to significantly reduce your headcount, which makes you instantly profitable, more profitable than ever before. You worry about your business surviving. They're worrying about their jobs. They can reskill, but your responsibility is to keep going. And if you said, well, it doesn't matter about any of that, we'll keep paying our staff until we've exhausted our bank account and we all go bust. Said no boss ever. So that's the importance of this. It's staggeringly important. But I keep coming back to the kit, because what we know happens is you get this presentation and someone says, okay, I've done all this, I've spoken to you, I've done that, blah, 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 blah. And what I'd like to do now is to sell you said equipment. No. Like I said earlier, you're going to think, you'll probably go back, you'll switch off and go, we have to have a think about this. If what he says is true, I'll just text my business colleague. If what he's, oh, I'm looking at my phone. Yeah, that's your phone. There's a camera on it, which is really good, especially if you've got an iPhone 12. It's really good. We've got loads of these. And the penny's going to drop. And I can speak with certainty and confidence about this because I've done it. It's not like Manana. I've done it. It's set up. It's operational. It's working. I'm doing this now. Nobody else is. And I've got all the gear. So best case scenario, I think. So you can use your iPhone, but you probably wouldn't because you can buy all the gear. It's all a fixed asset. It's all tax deductible. And so is, as you know, so is any consultancy if you wanted someone to come in and set it all up for you. So the cost is absolutely minuscule. You write something like that off over 3 years. So you could have someone that works from home and they're brilliant. They're so comfortable and confident in front of the camera. You'd set this up at home. And so you go back to something like this and you say, well, we've got a 7.5-8 foot desk. You've got, a 40-inch curved monitor and a MacBook Pro and another screen and everything set up. You say, we'll set all this up for them. Got to make sure I press the right button. You set it all up for them, wherever they are. Or you might set something like this up just as a single person's workstation at the office. Or you take it a step further and say, well, I think we should set up a studio at the office. It's half empty, or it's empty, or it's completely empty, like most offices are. Completely empty, nobody in there. So the ultimate is setting up a sectioning off part of the office, move the desks out of the way. You put up sound blankets, nice looking backdrop, corporate coloured lights, I'm going to do this. You've got yourself some overlays, make it look professional. You've got some guests that you can invite in and say, oh, we've got Steve from so-and-so and we've got New York on the line. We've got these people in the green room and we've got New York on the line and we've got Tokyo. Just wow. Just wow. And so you can set an office up, set a studio up at your office. Everything can be set up with, because you've got the space, etc. And that's kind of where we would come in on the doing the desk or doing the office is we come in and we set everything up for you and say, even colour the buttons, go press this, press this, press this, plug this in, do this, click, 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 you're ready to go. Now press go live. And that is what I was looking for. The ability to systemize the way that you can communicate with the largest number of people who might be in the market for what you or I sell. And there is no other way of doing it. Now, imagine if you will, if you might have seen the meme, imagine if you will, a company that's got this great studio and everything else. What else can you do with it? What else can you do with the kit? That's when you start getting involved in doing a bit of filming, a bit of video. You go, well, we could take on a contractor and we can get some a university guy or whoever, it doesn't matter. There's loads of people out there now. You go, right, we want to do videos about each department. We want to do videos about how we sell this, about how it works, about the feature attribute benefit of all these products that we sell. We want to do a walkthrough. We want to do the demo. You know, that boring demo that you do on when you invite someone to a webinar that people don't want to sign up for? Yep, that one, the boring one with all the PowerPoint presentation slides. You know, you get it to a point and you go, hang on, I can't see it, but... I think it's that one. That, for example. So we've got this was about digital selling. Okay. And so the next one that we had, I was sure I had it. It's all that preparation and saying, well, that's all I need. It's the ability to post anything you want. So the point of this, if I move out of the way, the point of this is that what you can see here is just a graphic. And when you use let me see if I can get something up on here. It might be plain PDF. There we go. I'm quite happy when I do this on the fly. So we got a PDF. So with this PDF, put that over there. With this PDF, you're able to just scroll through your PDF and show people what it was on that slideshow before when everybody was hidden. I mean, I saw a webinar the other day and there were four directors on it and they were all down the side of the screen. So I think it was a Zoom call and they broadcast the Zoom call. And all the four directors, different people, really senior people, we're all looking like that. They're all looking at their laptop screen and they're all using webcams on their laptops and there was no face, no eye-to-eye engagement. One of them was standing up. We've got to up our game. If we want the kind of... If we want to have the kind of success that B2C enjoy, we got to change it. There's that saying, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. And this is, it's radical. Radically change your profitability. I haven't got a problem with that. I dare say you haven't either. So I'm going to bring it to a bit of a close. I'm just going to, I mentioned about what I've got on the desk here. This device over here, and what it's sitting on, it's a slider. I didn't turn it on because I'm using the software, and the software's on my iPhone. But not to worry, and I should have put it on a different iPhone. But what this does, the camera moves backwards and forwards. It doesn't stop. As this bottom bit moves backwards and forwards, the camera looks and keeps pointed at me. So it introduces some motion. You've all seen the videos, and you've seen videos and you've seen TV of interviews. And the person is talking to the interviewer there. And they go, oh, yes, I did that. I did this again. So we can do two camera interviews looking at the camera and another one moving that can cut to, which is for B-roll. And B-roll is just incidental video that is used. I just need to go back to here. ago. So B-roll is incidental video that you can use when someone flips or changes, or, you know, you want to cut to another sentence. But the point of this, of saying this, is that if you invest in the camera equipment, you can produce your own videos in-house. Video production companies would charge you somewhere in the region of $5,000, $10,000 a day. Do it yourself. Yeah? That's what this is all about. Do it yourself. And most people's response is, well, how can we do it ourselves? If we haven't got the resources and technology that we need, human resources, that is, you go, well, use us. We'll get you started. Not complicated. But it's about, you know, we're talking about systemizing all of this. So it's not about you have to learn and become a camera, you know, a video cameraman. It's not about that. This is about walk in, turn it on, deliver. And after this has been delivered, it's recorded. Bingo. Upload it, away you go. And there's some tweaks that can be done along the way, and people can be shown and trained and taught how to do it. But the point is to make you self-sufficient in doing this yourself. So I hope that has been, I hope it's been interesting. I mean, the only other thing you're going to look at, you've got lights and lighting and sound and how the sound fits together and how to improve it and keep it good and consistent and so on. One of the things you can't really get away from is if you want that deep kind of resonant sound and so on, you have to use something like this, and you have a big microphone in front of you. So what? So what? At the end of the day, the people buy people. We all know that. People buy people. They don't know who you are from an email. Come and watch what we do on our live stream and see what we do. Can't beat it. That's it. That's it from me. Next week, like I said, we'll be having our guests. We have two guests. We have Dean and Alex, and we'll be talking about acquiring large amounts of data and just some input about some of the problems and issues that people are experiencing now and how they can be addressed and dealt with. And I think that's really important. You know, from a director's point of view, to hear what's actually happening when people are doing this work. It's not a point of, we're certainly not selling telesales, but to hear what is happening with telesales people, because lots of them don't want to tell you, because if they tell you, then you might get upset and say, oh, we'll just jack it in then. But whatever, you see what I mean? But if these people can reskill and you get them, you know, you get them in front of the camera, that's all that's important. That's all that's necessary. I just want to look at something here just before I go. I just thought that the background or the lens changed, something changed, because you can see some stuff down here that I didn't see earlier. But this is all about being live. It's all about doing this stuff live and things to look out for. And it, you know, this is not the typical domain of anybody in B2B selling. People don't do live streams like this. So we're kind of cutting edge in a way, bleeding edge, if you want to call it that. And, you know, it's taken me 3 years to get to the point to know the connectivity and settings and everything else with it. And then, you know, you come across little errors like, oh, don't like the look of that. And just being critical about what you're looking at. But all of that is all about systemizing it. And that's what we'll do. And in the days, weeks to come, we'll talk more. You'll see more live streams. You can go to our website. There's a lot of information. There's documents and downloads, and there's the book I mentioned. There's a variety of stuff under the download section, and more videos and the previous live stream and articles and infographics. You name it, like it says on the ticker tape. You already know. Anyway, thanks for watching. I'm going to press the last button, and that'll be my outro, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.